pre-show time here for the first day of November. Bitchin'. I was like, new months, because that means we click into another month with our, you know, with our classic hours and our encore shows. Let me see. Okay, cool. That's closed. So, you know, it is the 1st of November. And among the many things that we deal with, it's sugar shock time. Well, there's a crazy little place beyond the track. Everybody knows you've been eating too much crack. You've been eating too much sugar, man. You got sugar shock. Crazy little place called Sugar Shock. And why? It's because we're giving out candy. Now, my neighborhood's older. There's not a lot of trick-or-treaters. But, you know, you buy candy in the thought that you're going to need it, you know. There's a knock on the door. You better have some goddamn candy, which reminds me. All right, man. So, okay. So anyway, you got nothing but fucking sugar. And I was thinking of Steve Ozell. How are you, Steve?
I'm good.
How was Halloween?
Halloween is good. I went to a Halloween party as usually I go. I call myself Texas Steve, and I have chaps. And I know that you've gotten big laughs out of chaps, but they're very serious.
No, I know.
Chaps are what you wear to protect you. I'm not really sure.
Well, why would you wear them if you don't know what they're for?
I know that the cowboys wear them to protect them from chafing in the area. I don't know, you know.
Well, the chaps look like they are to protect the legs somehow, but the so-called area that you're talking about is unprotected.
You know, it's on the saddle.
It?
Yeah, the ball sack. Sorry, Ms. Gray.
Have you not learned yet what to call it, the genitalia?
Yeah, but that's to me sounds dirtier. What?
Go ahead.
The ball area, I try to clean it up, okay? I'm Steve Bozell. I believe in family. So I went to the, I took the kids to a Halloween costume party. And my little girl, April Jr., she went as a fairy princess. And Steve Jr. went as a goblin or a ghoul or something. I don't know. It was something from one of the Marvel comics. He went as Wolverine. You know, he put on a Wolverine mask. Oh, Wolverine is the, it's a comedian.
A comedian?
No, it's a... superhero.
Wait a minute, man. Wolverine. Isn't Wolverine a Marvel comic? Yeah, Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman is Wolverine, the character. Wolverine's a fictional character. The appearing comics, X-Men. Steve Blum, Hulk.
All right, baby.
Okay, so Hugh Jackman is Wolverine. And where's Hugh Jackman from? Is he British or is he Australian? That's what I thought. What's AC stand for? Australian Commander? Is that like a high kind of cool rank they have in Australia? You know how they have like OBE? Canada has OC something, I think. America, what do we got? We ain't got shit. Steve Bozell,
you know, in Canada, they got the Order of Canadians.
Are you sure?
I swear to God, they have something in Canada called OC something.
We can look it up, bud, right?
Yeah, it's called Order of the Canada. And over in Britain, they have OBE. In Australia, they got AC. But in America, we haven't got jack shit. We haven't got shit. America, we don't have anything.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm fine.
And how are you, April Jr.?
Fine.
So why don't you guys go sit in the car? Daddy's going to be...
Mm-hmm.
So you wore your chaps. You were a cowboy Steve, huh?
Yeah. No, it was Texas Steve.
Texas Steve.
And I do a rope trick. I can do a lasso. I can jump...
You can actually jump into a rope.
Yes, I can. I can just skip. I skip into the rope and then I skip out. I can only do the one move.
What? She hooked up with Ryan Reynolds. Is that her thing? Ryan Reynolds. Boy, there's that guy that's got it together. Talk about having your shit together. That cat with that fucking
vodka that he does and, you know, all that. Yeah, man, that is cool, you know. But he's not like, who's the other guy? Sammy Hagar had Cabo Wabo tequila that he sold for, what did he sell that for, like $90 million, something like that? I think. Smart man. I wouldn't know what to invest in. Real estate, that's always been my thing. I bought houses. And, you know, you make a little bit of a profit. You don't make a whole lot of fucking money. Most of the time, you're using the money that you make off the house that you sold to buy another house. That's the only thing I know. Because that was pounded into my head as a kid. My old man, real estate. You buy some land. California land. Okay, Dad, you know, but now here we are, 2024. And we used to drive around, and my father said, look at this right here. This property is going to be worth millions someday. He was right. My father was right. Because he was a salesman, so he traveled all around Southern California in a car. He's driving every fucking place. So he said, this is going to be a lot of money. This is going to be a lot. So if there was one thing that we learned as Hendry kids about money, which was not a lot, we learned how to spend it like there's no fucking tomorrow. I learned both these things from my father. Spend money like there's no tomorrow and buy real estate. That's the greatest goddamn thing you can do, according to my father. So when I finally got some money, that's what I did. And bought houses. And then you flip them and you go somewhere else. And when I was married, my ex, she liked to buy a house and flip it. We would do that. We'd, you know, buy a house and she'd flip it. We bought a house in Ventura. She, I don't know, made $50,000 on it. It was a really quick turnaround from the point of that we purchased this thing to the point that we sold it. Couldn't have been more than a year. Any fucking way, who knows, Jesus. I was thinking of Steve Bozell.
And I have, and one of the things about Halloween candy is you do get the sugar shack. You go to Sugar Shack, you get the crazy little place. What if Steve does Sugar Shack?
I don't fucking, let me see here. Maybe he's twitching. He's getting like, Steve's calling up ostensibly to talk about something other than, you know, Halloween. And what did you do, Henry? You did the wrong thing. Come on, bitch. There's a crazy little place beyond. Okay, man.
Yeah. We're going to have Steve Bozell. Well, it's this time of year, Mr. Andrew, where I do the Steve Bozell. I'm going to do the Steve Bozell comedy stage at the men's club. I'll be in the CK. I'll be in the Kitty Corral. They let me on the adult stage, and you can get in. And
can I ask you a question, Steve?
Yeah.
What is that sound you're making?
Am I making a sound?
You kind of are. It's going knee or something like that.
Yeah. It's nothing.
It's you've done it twice.
It's okay. The only reason I called is I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that I was going to be at the CK Corona.
Dr. Ron Tarner, Dr. Tarner.
Steve, hi, it's Dr. Ron Tarner.
Yeah?
Well, Mr. Hendry called and said that there might be a melody.
I'm fine, I don't have any kind of a problem.
Oh, okay, well, Phil, I think what he's got is sugar. You're having a sugar reaction. Did you have a lot of sugar?
What are you saying that I'm having?
You are baking what we call a sugar docular. And
Steve, I swear to God, every other word you're going nee like that.
Yeah, it's basically a sugar reaction, Steve. Were you eating a lot of Halloween candy?
I had some of the kids' Halloween candy. 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 I had some of the kids Halloween candy. Yeah.
What are you doing, Bozell?
What are you talking about?
You're making noises. Why are you doing that?
I'm not aware of any noises I'm making.
Steve, it sounds like you're doing that lip flap thing.
What the fuck are you doing?
All right, Steve, watch the language.
Well, you guys are telling me that I'm making
weird noises.
Get Dr. Turner.
I don't need a doctor. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Dr. Ron Turner, line two.
I feel Dr. Rod Turner.
Dr. Turner, Steve, just say a few things.
I don't have to say anything.
Please, just because Dr. Turner's on the line.
What do you want me to say? I we had Halloween last night.
Okay, he's having a sugar reaction. Steve, did you have a lot of sugar last night?
Did I do what?
Did you have a lot of sugar?
Can we do that, Ron Turner? Jesus. Ron Turner, and then, oh, my God. Let me see here, man. There's a crazy little place beyond the shack. I think Vernon Dozier predicted the Dodgers in four, and he didn't quite. So he said Dodgers in five, and he still thinks the guy should pay off or pay up. You didn't do. All right, let me see here. Vernon Dozier. Tagged him with a left hand. Box topping. Let me look and see here. We had Ted last night, so we don't need Ted tonight. No, Ted Bell, bitch. Jesus, what's the story with you, man? Got it. Got it. I got it, motherfucker. General Galen Shaw. Bobby Dudley. Yeah. That tune rocked. I love that song. I forget the name of the. Who was the group that did that song? They were like the British Chambers Brothers. Why do I say that? Because it was like four black guys and a white guy drummer. It's the same. Anyway, totally different sound. But all right, so it's been a while since we checked in with you, Jeff. I wanted to know what's new. I know you're playing at a place called the Coconut Grove.
Oh, yeah, the Coconut Grove, Mr. Henry's in Manhattan Beach on Coconut. It's on Sailboat Lane I like to call it Coconut Beach, but it's actually, it's.
And do you still have Dark Horse, the band?
Yeah, Dark Horse is our band. Pretty much the Dark Horse is pretty much the house band at Mr. Pooh's and also at Coconut Grove. It's the two bands.
And Mr. Pooh's is over in Redondo.
Yeah, Mr. Pooh's over on PCH in Redondo, and we do two sets there on Friday night at 8 and 8:30. And
you don't mind me, what is your name?
My name's Jeff Downer.
No, you always say, what if we just do a rundown with Jeff Downer? Baby, come back. Ding, 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 ding. Baby, come back. All right, man. Come back.